The oil and gas industry has certainly left an environmental impact on the Persian Gulf. But in recent years, fishermen, the government and environmentalists have constructed artificial reefs for coral, have planted mangrove forests by hand, and have introduced millions of baby shrimp and lobster to keep these waters alive and well.
Just with single organization, since each organization has its own.
So it seems like a lot of people are living here, but also I think there's another.
And how long does it take for the Borzoia plant to produce?
So it's spring and summer all year here in Assaluye, but with top temperatures. Hello and welcome to Assaluye. The petrochemical industries here represent the latest stage in Iran's drive towards independence in its oil and gas sector, which began with the nationalization of the oil wells in 1953. Now, with the advent of the Islamic Revolution in 1979, there have been international restrictions on Iran's oil and gas sector, but since then, Iran has been able to welcome foreign and private investment.
So one thing which immediately strikes you when you arrive at BPC is the amazing array of towers. I mean, can you explain a little bit about why there are so many more towers here than any other of the facilities?
Yeah, since our feedstock includes many different products with different boiling points, that's why we have to use so many towers here in order to separate them.
So when you say feedstock, you mean your raw materials, don't you? Those gases that from the natural gas which come to your plant. And in the end, what comes out?
Yeah, actually our feedstock is the condensate, which is separated from natural gas.
Right.
And we use it as a feedstock. And we produce aromatics products, such as paraxylene, benzene and orthoxylene. These are our three main products. And the rest are six byproducts that are using for downstream petrochemical complex.
So can you just tell us a little bit about all these tanks that we see? You've got a real range of tanks here.
Since our products are mainly liquids, so we have to use too many tanks, even for our feeds, our intermediate products, or our final products. All of our products are going to be stored in these intermediate tanks, and then after checking by our laboratory and examination in that, and proving that these are based on our standard, they can release to the storage, main storage tank, and then sell to the customer.
These are not really things that the average person is going to have in their home, you know, underneath the sink, in a bottle or anything like that. What are the applications of these three main products?
Actually, paraxylene is used for textile feedstock, so like fiber, and orthoxylene is used to produce for plasticizer, and benzene is used to produce detergent. These are three main usage of our
products. So we've got some textiles which we're wearing right now, the plastics which are really everywhere in life these days, and also benzene, which is used for
detergent.
So every time you do the washing up, you're using products from places like this. Who was doing this? Was it foreign engineers or Iranians? Yes.
Actually, for the engineering portion, we had a consortium of Iranian and foreign companies. And for construction, we have a consortium of Iranian, just Iranian companies, to construct this plant. Actually, it's impossible to do it just with single organization, since each organization has its own knowledge.
Since the basic engineering, when the technology was brought here from, I think, three countries, is that right? Germany and Japan.
France and Japan,
France and Japan. But now, of course, do these, does BPC need their help very much, those countries, those companies? Or how much, how independent are you now?
Yeah, actually since our main technology are belong to Axens from France, we have some relation, technical relation with Axens in order to transfer our lesson learned to them and actually get some consultant from them in order to solve some
matter. So it's a two-way process?
Exactly. This is a two-way process. And based on our experience, they will improve their technology.
Now we just seem to be entering the plant here. We're among all this, it's almost a forest of towers and pipes. And it's amazingly clean, I have to say. When you established BPC, I know that there was a kind of combination of technology from other countries being brought into Iran. Can you explain how the know-how, the science and technology was brought to Iran to be established here at Borzoyer?
Yeah. You know that the technology that we were bought from abroad should be changed to this plant, and it has some steps. First of all, we have to do the engineering and procurement the equipment based on that design.
So that means that's taking the basic idea, the science, which is developed in other countries, and applying it on this site. Your main customers are, of course, industrial producers, for producing industrial products and consumer products. Who do you sell your products to, domestic and foreign markets?
Yes, we sell our products in both domestic and foreign markets. Of course, our byproducts mostly are used in other complex in this area.
There's a lot of different kinds of products used for different things. Sometimes, I guess, some of your products, like the byproducts which you mentioned, must go to other plants here in Asselouye.
Yes.
So, in a way, you're all connected. I mean, you get your feedstocks from other plants here in Asselouye, and some of your products even go to other plants right here in this complex.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, you are correct. And it makes very complex our production here, since we are in relation with our feedstock producer and also our consumer complex.
Now, overall, how would you rate Borzoyer Petrochemical Complex with other aromatics complexes in the world? Mm-hmm. The technology, the execution, the efficiency. Where does Borzoyer stand in global terms?
Mm-hmm. Just tentatively, we can say that our situation is in middle now.
Okay.
So not so bad, but still we have to improve ourselves in order to make better profit for this company.
Now, it's impossible not to be impressed by the scale and ambition of a complex like Borzoyer. They're adapting the technology, meeting the international standards, and selling world-class products.
So it's not all work, is it? You can have a bit of fun here, can't you, as well?
Yeah. You're professional in this
No, 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 no. I just play a little bit for fun.
So same as me, huh?
It's your go. Don't need to take a shot.
Okay.
So it seems like a lot of people are living here, but also I think there's another site where people live with their families. You've got around 150 families living at a place called Paradis. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, around 150 families are living there, and the rest of employees are living in this camp.
Do they all live together, like all the levels, like engineers and managers and other people as well?
Yes. Actually, their living room are different in three levels, but all facility like this facility that we have are same for everybody, and they can use simultaneously together.
So when they come and play billiards like we're doing here, they're all playing the same people.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try this one tough shot. I don't think I'm going to get it. Oh, there you go. So it's quite important, I guess, for all these guys living away from home that they have to, you know, feel good and feel happy and healthy living here, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. That's why we have tried to make some facility like sport or other facility which we have rent from outside for like swimming pool or some facility for football, volleyball or badminton.